Again, as I've mentioned, the Campbell Conversations had hoped to have the incumbent here to discuss these issues together, but he declined. In the last election, Dan Maffei only did two joint discussions, debates, whatever it is that we want to call them. And I noticed in his press release this time on agreeing to debates with you, he used the phrase televised debate. So that doesn't leave very many opportunities. So how are you going to try to get him to do more public things where you're both there and you can interact with each other?
We're just going to have to keep asking him. I think, you know, the hallmark of our democracy is fair, open, and honest debate. It's been that way since our country was born. And I think it's really tragic that he's not interested in fair, honest, and open debate. And I don't know why. And I think that's a real problem for him. It's not a problem for me because I'll talk to anyone anytime, anywhere. I spent the morning so far at the farmer's market talking to a group of veterans, and then I went over and honored our fallen heroes at the police memorial with the Syracuse police officers and talked to them. You got to do that on a regular basis, and you got to sit down with your opponent, and you have to have a dialogue, and you don't have to scream at each other. But you know what? How can American people make a choice if they don't have the ability to size up the candidates side by side? And the fact that he doesn't want to appear with me probably is a good indication of how he feels about standing side by side with me and letting people compare us.
Now, I want to combine these two things that we've just discussed, put them together. If it's true that you end up having this fundraising disadvantage and the pieces don't come into place exactly as you would like them, and it's also true that you can't get him to publicly engage you directly, this is going to become a race of television ads. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to if people aren't doing things together. And that's going to favor him enormously. So how are you going to effectively challenge him under those circumstances?
Well, you got a couple of assumptions built in there. I'm not going to assume. I'm telling you that we're going to meet our mark, and I'm telling you that we're going to have plenty of money for ads. And for lack of a better term, we're going to be highly competitive with the amount of TV ads that we're running. There's just no question about that. So it gets back to the big thing, and that is the debates. And not even just debates. Let's sit down and have a cup of coffee or a beer and talk about things and let people size us up. I don't know why that is such a big hurdle that he can't clear. And again, I pose the question again, why not? And why wouldn't you do that? Don't you want the American people to have some faith that you can handle a little heat?